coach of the North, joins us after a 91-44 victory. Coach, we saw Mid-Michigan survive down in Muskegon. Thought that might be a good game, didn't you?
Yeah. I think they're two of the top three or four teams in the league for sure, and I think they probably showed that with that game tonight. I didn't get to watch it like you did.
Obviously.
But I heard your big mouth yelling the score out over here. So.
And it is big. I don't deny that after all these years. No, you know, and give Muskegon credit because Mid-Mich was up 13, and they came back and tied the game in the final minute, just could not get that big basket or big stop, and the Lakers survived by six.
Yeah, no, I think both those teams are really good. Unfortunately, we get to see one of them on Saturday, but Muskegon's tough, and they're not going to quit. They didn't against us. That's a really good team. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully we can take care of business on Saturday. If there's anybody out there that is looking for something to do on Saturday afternoon, we've got two women's teams with zero losses playing, and we've got the first and second place team on the men's side playing. And we had two really, really great battles with them last year, one at home to seal the conference championship and one at their place early on in the season. So it's reversed this year. We get them at home first, and this would be huge, huge for our men's team, and obviously really big for the women as well, but huge for the men's side to separate and create a little bit of a cushion. Still not a real comfortable one, but a little bit of one. So we both did enough, they did enough, and we did enough tonight. Now we got to see who can take care of business on Saturday.
Nice job at Easton Clements off the bench for you. Gave you some really good minutes, hey? And so did Ezra.
Yeah, so did a couple other guys. I thought Molly did some good stuff. I thought
he wanted that dunk really bad, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. I thought Connor Smale shot the ball really well again tonight. Easton played hard, did some really good stuff. Ryan Sweeney had 11 points and 10 assists. That's a heck of a basketball game. You know, we had 17 steals and 23 assists and only 9 turnovers. So,
well, you said up before the game, you wanted the ratio of assists to be positive to turnovers.
Yeah, we wanted 15 plus assists and we got 23. We wanted 10 turnovers or less and we ended up with 9. We wanted to shoot more free throws than they, or made more free throws than they shot, and we did that. You know, we held them under 50, which was the other goal. The only one we didn't get is we wanted to out-rebound them by 15. And if they would have had their number 15 not in uniform tonight, we would have done that as well. But he played a heck of a ball game at 18 points and 16 rebounds or something like that. So we need to do a little bit better job on the glass. It's the only one we didn't hit, but we were pretty good tonight, and we did it without our lead guard. So I'll take it, that's for sure. Now we got to get into preparation mode for Mid-Michigan, and hopefully we can take care of business on Saturday at home.
What an effort by the ladies. I know you're also our athletic director at Bay, Matt. To watch them grow the way we all have, we've been at every game, incredible. I mean, yeah, it was a weak team we played today. I'm not going to kid anybody, but I don't care who you're playing against. You score 45 points, you get 13 triples, and you look at, I mean, the three ladies there, Sienna and Kennedy and Ashley, combined for I don't know how many points, but that was just it's great to see them happy.
It's easy to be happy and smiling and having fun when you're winning games the way they are, and they deserve it. They're playing their tails off. They're doing an excellent job. Todd's coaching them up like you wouldn't believe. The girls are executing exactly the way that he wants them to, and they're playing great basketball. Their improvement from the beginning of the year till now is incredible, and you know, I don't know who the AD was that hired Todd, but they did a nice job.
Well, I would have to concur with that. Last thing, Matt, before your shout-outs, is you mentioned next Saturday. You make your pitch to people to come out for this. This is as big as it gets for a regular season game, two games, I mean, in Escanaba, Michigan.
I mean, I don't think we've had two games on the same night that carried anywhere near the amount of weight as these two do. Our crowds have been incredible the entire 7 years that we've been doing this. The support that we get is better than anywhere else in junior college basketball, in my opinion. And the home court advantage that we get because of our support from our fans and our friends is second to none. So you know, I don't want to beg and plead, but at the same time I do, because we need them out to be the sixth man for us in both of these games. The two women's teams are tied with zero losses, sitting atop the conference. This could go a long ways for the women, securing not only the North Division championship, but potentially a chance to host the North Division women's conference championship, the state championship. And us on the men's side, we're a game up on Mid-Michigan, but they're sitting in second place alone with one loss. We've got zero, and if we can figure out a way to win this, you know, it puts us up two games. So this is a huge, huge game for both teams. You know, we would love to see every single North supporter out there cheering loud and wearing your blue and your green and your white, because we would really, really love to have you there and support us.
Remember the last 30 seconds last year when their kids tried to make free throws and how loud that crowd was?
Our kids won us, our fans won us that game. Our student section and our fans won us that game down the stretch, and it may come down, both of these games could come down to the same thing. So, yeah, you know, grab your family, friends, anybody that wants to come and watch two great basketball games and four great basketball teams. It should be a hoot Saturday afternoon.
Give your shout-outs.
Shout-outs to everybody back home, my mom and dad, Drake, Lily, Kate, everybody else listening. You know, we love and appreciate your support, and we'll hopefully see you all on Saturday.
All right, congratulations. See you on the bus.
Thanks, Jack.
Matt Johnson, the coach of the Norse. Final score.